got it in the mail one morning. There was no return address, just my name in gold leaf on the front. There was no time or location. There was really no info at all. No date, no place, no time, no RSVP. But it said you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. I didn't think much about it. It seemed like a really dumb joke. Later that week, it was Friday once again. So I took it down to a disco that wouldn't have me in a million years. I flashed it once and I was inside with a drink. I really didn't stay too long there, cause no one was having much fun. I made my way to a party all the way across town. It was thrown by the friend of the next thing. Or was really? Sure.
This sounds like cake. It's pretty cool. The dis membrance plan. This is pretty awesome. I can't believe I just walked into here. Anyways, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Did I run here? Absolutely, I ran. I got an exercise. Woo! Just kidding. But I forgot on Sundays, traffic is crazy. It's absurd. Anyways, I love you so much. This is Sunday service. I made it. Paranormal Playground Sounds. Takeover Sunday Service Special Edition. I got your delightful Americana here and some spiritual talks. Hoo-wee! Are we going to get into it? It has been a while. It has been, you know, it's been a minute since I've done Sunday service, you know, since, you know, spring, you know, throughout the spring. And I'm so excited. I'm so grateful that I'm here another semester! Spring! You know, 2 hours of Paranormal Playground Sounds every week. Every week. I feel so happy. And oh my goodness. Aren't you excited? I'm so excited. So, of course, I'm in love with the WMFO. Like, I'm like in love with this place. I'm like obsessed with WMFO. I love it here. Like, I always call this place my second home. It's just, the energy here is just unreal. It doesn't change. It, no matter who's in here, who comes through, who doesn't come through, the energy here is just, it's so consistent, and it just remains. It remains copacetic. It just remains beautiful. It remains expansive. It remains creative, endlessly innovative. It's such a great place to create. It's such a great place to be. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that has happened. It is 11:11. Everybody, let's make a wish. Hold your breath and release. I wish that the magic will continue here and lots of music. Lots of music making, more time in the studio, more time doing audio engineering, more time recording myself, recording other artists, just to be everything, making music, just exploring, continuously exploring this beautiful, divine, genuine makeup of a place that was curated just for people like me, just for people who have wild and crazy ideas, and they can express it right here on this radio station. So, yeah, if you are an innovative, inventive nut job, beautiful, crazy, genius nut job, come to this station. You are gonna love it, okay? You're gonna love it. So without further ado, So I guess we're gonna do, we'll do the inspirational speaking when we get to it, you know? I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the Sunday service. I'm feeling the energy. Hallelujah! Woo! Oh my God, everything feels so good right now. I miss it. I miss Sunday service. And I'm sorry that you missed me last week, Tuesday. I will be here this Tuesday. Pa, 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 pa. I love you all so much. So, without further ado, who do we have right here? It's the Kings of Nothing right here on 91.5 FM WMFO, Bedford Test Reform Radio. Stay tuned.
Stars look just like the shopping mall in the town he thought that he had left behind. He can't get over the counterculture and over the counterculture all over the counterculture. When one is down in war, there's just functions on the corpse. He lost his personality, wonders who he's meant to be. On all sides, he needs a sense of relevance, something to rebel against. There's no expression to the way he feels inside. He can't get over the counterculture and over the counterculture, all over the counterculture. There's nothing left to say, won't be taken as cliche. Thank you.
to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Hey, misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. Hey, misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Leave me, I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Yeah. Oh, in my fingers, girl. Oh, Jesus Christ. eyes on those around me, no evil cannot harm me. Lord, I thank my God I'm in His care.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Keep away from a runaround zoo. I miss the ways and the smile on her face. The touch of her hand and that girl's one
of the
once two brothers of the same kind, quick to approach a ghetto cutie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still rolled. Got stretched to YA, hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, never quite learned. Drinking 90 proof on the roof, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, singing how you changed. Are you a Muslim now? No more dope games. I just got the phone call, heard you got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, no time for females. I'm losing touch with my homie, he's a changed man. He hit the pen and now no sinning is the game plan. When I say I'm living large, all you see is the struggle. When I say I'm still thugging, all you see is the trouble. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife know she got a player for life. And everybody miss you. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to fig for your sister but never did get with her. And I can see us after school we bombed on the first player haters with the wrong set on. Now the whole thing's changed, cause we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart she was the same young brother that when it's time for go-go toe-to-toe and watch your brother's back. I can't even lie, cause I ain't laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, but go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you.
Oh, I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you. To be like distant cousins, fighting, playing dozens, whole neighborhood buzzing. No, that we wasn't, used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting blitzed and I reminisce on all the times we shared. Besides bumping and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. Rewind me back to a place which much too young to know. I caught a felony loving the way the guns blow. And even though we separated, told me, wait, don't get nobody my loving while I be locked up state. I kissed my mama goodbye and wiped the tears from my lonely eyes. Said I'd return, but I gotta fight the fix to ride. Don't shed a tear, mama, I ain't happy here. I blew trial, no more smacks for a couple of years. They got me going max. I'm knocking busters on their backs in my cell, thinking, hell, I know one day I'll be back. But as soon as I touch down, I told my girl I'll be there. So prepare to get loved at. My homies wanna kick it, but I'm just laughing at you. Y'all play too many games, and I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you.
Father, forgive me.
forgive us for living. While all my homies stuck in prison, barely grieving, believing that the world is a prison. It's like a ghetto we can never leave. A broken rose giving bloom through the cracks of the concrete. So many other things for us to see. Things to be, our history so full of tragedy and misery. To all my homies never made it home, the dead peers I shed tattooed tears for when I'm alone. Picture us inside a ghetto heaven, a place to rest, finding peace through this land of stress. In my chest I feel pain coming sudden storms. Life full of rain in this game, watch for land dawn. Our unborn never got to grow, never got to see what's next. In this world full of countless threats, I beg God to make a way for our ghetto kids to breathe. Show a sign, make us all believe, cause I ain't mad at you.
For all the homeboys that passed away.
Amen.
For all the homeboys locked in jail. All the people that lost a loved one this year.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. What is going on here? There's a lot of paranormal activity going on in the studio right now. Like, legit. What is this? Something just fell off the mic, but nothing's wrong with the mic. The mic is fully intact. Everything's copacetic, but it just seems like things are getting moved around by themselves in the studio, which is interesting. I don't even know what that is. Like, really? Wow. So earlier, can I tell you, this is kind of freaky. When I was playing the Kings of Nothing, the fader to the knob and where it's actually supposed to play out of the turntable port, it actually wasn't even on. And I know this because when I went to go play the other CD, the knob was not on. And I was like trying to play it, I had to turn it on. And so I keep asking myself, I was like, no, I definitely did that. No, there couldn't. But then I'm like, there's no way. You did not manually turn that, because if you did, then the sound, it would have been playing. So basically, what I'm saying is that it was absolutely impossible that I turned the knob off. It was absolutely, absolutely impossible that that happened. There's no way, because it would have been off. So basically, it would have been off when I played the Kings of Nothing, and I wouldn't have been able to hear it. Or, ergo, when I put the second one on, why didn't it turn on if it was already on? You see what I'm saying? If it was already on, why didn't it turn on? Did I like magically swoop my body to move it? No, it's not like a knob that's sticking out sideways that your body can move. And it just doesn't make any sense. So this is amazing. So Spirit's moving everything around here in the studio. So let's get to it. Let's get to the Sunday service. Yeah, we're here. We're doing, like, I'm getting pumped by the angels. I'm getting pumped. Like, angels are here just being like, yo, girl, you got this. You're just an amazing. Ah! Like, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling Spirit in here. They just got really excited. They're like, yeah, girl. Yeah, 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 girl. It's here, girl. Ow, ow, ow. Okay. So let's get into it right now. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And with this right here is the channeling. It's the sacred channeling opening up to different dimensions, different portals right here, right now. Believe. Belief. Faith. Believing in the unseen is this magical, magical episode that we're talking about. It's the magical form of good. It's the more magical form of God that is right here, right now. So this is an initiation, then. Everything that wants to happen, everything that wants to channel right now, and the angels were ready. And the angels were so ready and on fire, and the angels could not wait to talk to you. The angels could not wait to talk to us. One moment. Just one moment, actually. This is such a magical... It's so magical. I'm turning the lights off. Hold on. Listen to the meditation music. 2 seconds. Okay, we're here and we're clear. So I just turned the lights off because I wanted to get the natural sunlight. So here we go. This is the faith that we have right now, that spirit is here with us. See, that Holy Spirit and that blessing is right here with us. See, we can believe and we can know, and with all confidence, I can tell you that spirit is moving things in the studio. I can say with all confidence that the knob was moved. How is this so? How is this possible? How do we know this? Because that's right there, right there. That's our angels. There it is. There's Tor Skoog from the Kings of Nothing moving things around in the studio. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that unbelievable? Magic, magic happens everywhere that we go. In every moment that we're breathing. Feel that. Feel every moment that we're breathing in awe, and every moment that we're breathing in pure health and pure magic and love and enchantment, living in the best, purest possible, in the highest possible vibration that we could possibly seek right now, in the highest possible vibration that we could possibly understand, because spirit is always here with you. You see, those times where you have all these mental blocks, and those times where you've been on the earth plane for so long, the times where you've been here and you said to yourself, oh, was that spirit talking to me? Was that actually my loved one moving the pictures around, moving the, playing the music out loud when there's no electricity on, moving things in the kitchen, making sounds, making noise, flickering the lights? Was that them? Yes, it was them. At every moment, every minute, every hour of the day, when you see them, when you connect with them, you know, and don't ever let anybody tell you that it's not them. We must understand right now that we are in the midst of that spiritual war, and that spiritual war per se is not the war against another person. It is not the war, and there's nothing outside of yourself that's coming in to try and to conquer you or try to take you out or try to kill you. That war is within. The spiritual war is within. So what do I mean when I say that spiritual war is within? What do I mean when I say this? What do I mean when I say that it is within? I mean, when somebody challenges your beliefs and tells you, no, it's not real. Your loved one did not talk to you. You made it up in your head. You're just dealing with death and grieving, and that's how you're dealing with this. And this is how you're processing it. You created a world that you could talk to spirit in order to cope with your sadness, and you tell him, "That's fine that you believe that, but I will not have any part in your non-believing and your limitation. I will have no part in your limitation. I will have no part in what you can't see. I will have no part in that area that you cut off in that moment and said, I will not receive the blessing. I said no. I said, I received the blessing through this, understanding, and through the power of belief, and through that power of belief in the infinite spirit, through that power of belief in knowing that your loved one is right here, right there with you, and knowing exactly that spirit is always, always with you. You get the blessings, you get the gift, because they are here waiting for the endless gifts to get you. It's not just about them coming to love you, to care for you, and to hug you and make you feel special again and again and again, and to give you that nurturing, beautiful, unconditional love. Oh, on top of it, there's so much more. Oh, yeah. On top of it, there's so much more. On top of it, they're gifts. On top of it, they're literal gifts. They want to leave you on the side of the road. They're literally the financial blessings, the house, the clothing, the shelter, the things that you need, the things that you deserve to live a comfortable life. They're here guiding you to not just the spiritual, to the material, because it is all right, and it is more than all right to enjoy all worlds. And that's what they come in. They want to give you the message to your higher self. They want to give you the message to your glowing nature of what it is that you came here to be. They want to guide you to the love that is within inside of you, and living the truth of the most magnificent potential you could possibly have. They are here to unfold the most beautiful, dynamic you, and the most powerful self you could have possibly ever have. You are so important. You are so valuable, and you matter so much into this world. You matter into their eyes, into all the eyes of the unseen, and the unseen is a loving, loving source. The unseen is a loving source. So come here with me and believe, because when we believe and we know, the miracles like this happen. The miracles like this always happen with God in the universe. And the miracles like this always happen. No matter what, no matter if you're here or not, no matter if you can hear them, if you can't hear them, if you don't believe, if you do believe, they're always going to be here. They're always going to be there. Their energy is unchangeable. Their infinite nature doesn't change. No, it is love and it is goodness coming here, right here and right now. You see, when you take the time to believe and you take that time and you say to yourself, oh, I made a choice today. I made a choice that I'm not going to let anything hold me back. I'm not going to listen to people outside myself. I'm going to remove the doubters. I'm going to remove doubters. I'm going to remove those who do not want to see. And I'm going to stay close to those who understand my gift, who understand that I can talk and see spirit. I'm going to stay close to those who love my infinite, magnificent, dynamic, beautiful nature. I'm going to stay close to those who are here in the now, in the absolute positive, magical form of God. You are so unbelievably blessed in this moment. You are so unbelievably guided and protected, and God is here with you. God and the angels and everything that you could possibly need is right here. You are never without. Feel that love. I just feel that love come in. Yes, I love when the crying happens. I love when I start crying. I love it because that's them flowing their love and communicating it through me to you. Oh, when you hear those tears fall and you can feel the emotion, that is them taking over me to get to you. You are loved. Let's unite and let's be happy and let's feel good right now. There's so much love in the room. There's so much energy and they love you so much. Spirit loves you so much. No matter what you go through, no matter where you are, you call your angels and they'll help guide you. Amen. Oh, what a beautiful life this is. What a beautiful world, and how powerful the ability and the permission to be able to be here on this radio show and to communicate spirit is a miracle in itself. This is a miracle right here. Everyone listening, me on the other side, being the medium and spirit working wonders for all of us. You must understand that if you are just tuning in and turning on a Sunday service for the first time in your life, oh-wee! It is a sign from the heavens. It is a sign that what you've been asking for, it's on its way. Just keep the faith, and that is the message. Continuously keep the faith because it's on its way. I can't tell you how long, years, decades, I had to keep the faith. I had to keep the faith for over decades to hope for a better life, and eventually it happened. But you see, that's just it. Don't ever give up. No matter where you're at, because as long as you're alive, there, every moment is your chance to change and make it a different story. I love you, angels. I love all of you listening. I love you, dear one, and I love the magnificent beauty. Such an exciting life. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Taft, Freeform Radio. I am your host, Miranda Merlinite, the boss of medium. This is Paranormal Playground Sound special edition for the Sunday service. And Again, you just tuned into a cry fest, which is, that's what we want. We want the cry. We want the cry fest. We want it. We want it. So, just taking deep breaths in and out. Just feeling good. Just feeling really good. Ooh. All right. I think it's time for some Delphonics. I think it's time for some soul. We had an interesting playlist beforehand. We had the Everly Brothers and then Tupac. Fairview Jubilee Quartet, which is gospel. And then we had Fats Waller and then the Kings of Nothing. It's been a very unique playlist. So let's get on with it. With... Oh my God, I absolutely adore the Delphonics. This is so good. So stay tuned, please. We are here till 2 p.m. We are almost out, skis, but I love you so much, and it's worth every little moment of this hour, and I'm so grateful for you.
Wasn't true, and you passed them by. Though you're in the center ring, and their lines don't mean a thing, why don't you let me try?
Let me try.
Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know a song to sing. All I charms, I'm sure you will see.
You will see.
The things I am saying are true, and the way I explain them to you. Listen to me,
la 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 la.
La 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 la
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. And it was, I'm going to tell you, this was short, but very sweet. I absolutely adore doing Sunday service, especially when it's been a long, long time. I'm pretty sure in the summer we'll have more time for Sunday service. Not as much now, but hey, I ain't complaining. I mean, it's going to be Sunday service during the summer and maybe part of the spring, who knows? But I am overwhelmed with what this has turned into. I am overwhelmed with what this has manifested into, and I absolutely adore Sunday service. This is absolutely a dream come true. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you for believing with me. Most of all, thank you for keeping the faith, because this is new. Music through spirit, you know, music through spirituality, music through spirituality is not new. But what I'm talking about is the introduction of what I have to offer of education through the spirit world through sound is definitely my niche, and I'm just so grateful. I can't stop. Anyways, it is 1:54, and I love you so much, and I'm gonna leave you here with the Cleftones with My Angel Lover. Yes. Anyways, I love you so much. I hope you got what you needed. Please stay believing in the angels. And what a perfect song to end the show with, My Angel Lover, doo-wop. So I love you so much. Keep believing in your angels and keep having the faith. Believe in the magical unseen. I love you.
My angel lover. My.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. This is the Paranormal Playground Sound signing off.